The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Thank you, and welcome to another My Music, here on the stage of the Playhouse Theatre in London, four familiar faces, attended by four bodies. They belong to Frank Muir and David Franklin, and Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. We begin the programme, don't we always, with some instrumental music. What's it called and who wrote it? David Franklin.
Yes, I've taken advice on this, and it's Sibelius.
Yes, one mark. It's a march, Alamassia, from...
Finlandia?
No.
Oh.
The Karelia Suite by, as you said, though, Sibelius. One out of two.
I ought to have known that.
Well, true enough. Dennis, what's this?
I was in trouble there till that trumpet
yes,
came
that's,
in.
That's the giveaway, the yes. trumpet bit, yeah.
Would this be the greatest war song ever written?
Yes, it would, actually. Go on, name it.
It's a wedding march.
Yes.
And you never hear that bit because that's round about there is where everybody's craning round to look at the bride and there's all the sort of muttering going on, you know. What does she look like in that dress? Does she have the nerve to wear it in her condition?
It is indeed the unfamiliar bit from the wedding march by...
Mendelssohn.
Thank you. Two marks for Dennis Norden. There's a surprise. Ian, what's this and who wrote it?
Occasionally one has a real piece of luck. And the piece of luck I had was that within the last 24 hours, I've played that on a record program for British Forces Broadcasting. And so I'm pretty well clued up on this. I could recite you a 1 minute, 35 second link, but I'm not going to. It is my Smetana. And it comes from a suite of six symphonic poems called Ma Flast. And it is Latava, or Moldau, which is a river in Bohemia.
Yes, very much. The river. Vltava, I think. I once stood on the Charles Bridge over it, and I addressed it as the Vltava. Oh, Vltava, I said. But you're quite right. And
you said Moldau... that to it. You say, who did you say that? To the river?
To the
yes,
sliver
I did, actually, yes.
What an emotional experience that was.
I always think Vltava is probably an anagram on Wolf. Anyway.
I never thought of that, I must say.
If I were a crossword compiler, I'd be glad there is such a river, I can tell you. Two marks, Ian. It's Vltava from, by Smetana from his My Country. Two marks. Frank, what's the title of this symphonic piece?
Thank you.
It's Er ist ein guten Herren.
And so say all of New. I did say, though, this symphonic piece, and that was...
I said he's a jolly good fellow. Mm. And I advise you to accept my answer. I might get restive.
I will not be browbeaten, no, not even by the pal of David Franklin. I want a symphonic answer, please.
But if you give us a composer, it might help.
All right, you lose one mark. Beethoven.
Beethoven?
Now, that's something you didn't know before. Battle Symphony, Wellington's victory, the Battle of Victoria.
Who
knows? 91.
No mark.
Yes, he incorporated it. General knowledge.
We pinched it. What do you mean, incorporated?
General knowledge of the music repertoire. For two marks, David, musically speaking, what will you find at the Villa Borghese, on the Appian Way, and near a catacomb?
Is this a reference to an opera?
No, not opera.
Sort of, is it a sort of Eric Coates type suite?
It is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Aha.
Is this a Rossini suite?
No, I have to come in and tell you it's Respighi, who wrote The Pines of Rome.
Yes.
So you would find pines in those various places. Dennis, your question is in two parts. What is the can-can and why is it so called?
We had this question in a sort of sister program to My Music, which is put out by the same management. And I forget what the answer was, but I do remember this, that I had a very interesting letter after it from a listener, a Scottish, in Fifeshire.
Just Fife.
Is it just Fife? Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, up there.
And he now, I'll see if I can remember this. He said that the dance originated in the early part of the century in the student cafes around the Sorbonne, where the young lawyers used to sit and argue, and the Latin word quamquam, which is a sort of low Latin word, I think it means however, was much bandied about. At the same time as this dance was going on, and it's rather a naughty pun on the dance itself. It's a sort of corruption of quam quam. What the dance is, I needn't explain. It's that one where they go and they leap about, and they come down on the flying splits on cold oil cloth.
Well, not for the first time in this game has a member of the team spoken with such authority that I have to accept his word, even though there's no relationship to what I have written here at all. It's the sort of thing that happens to chairmen all over the world. You've got two marks, Dennis Norden. Can-can, it says here, equals gossip, tittle-tattle, French.
Right.
Fair enough. Two marks. Ian, where will you find boat songs, a hunting song, spring and spinning songs, sadness of soul, and consolation?
Local poem, isn't it?
I think that's a perfect answer.
Well, I
tell you what, if I got away with clam clam...
I would say perhaps that we might be in the realm here of songs without words.
He's there. He's got it.
It's Mendelssohn.
Yes. All popular titles of Mendelssohn's songs without words.
They haven't got any words. How do you know what they're talking about?
I didn't write them, Frank, so I couldn't answer that.
Point of information. That's all.
Two marks for Ian. Frank, where will you find a magpie, a ladder, and a toy shop?
Just mention the name Rossini.
Rossini?
Yes. Works of Rossini. Yes.
All those five were works by Rossini.
The ladder being silken, the boutique was fantastic, and the magpie was thievish. All works by Rossini. Two marks. See if you can identify these songs from the shows. Two marks available. David, yours is Operetta, which show, and when was it first produced?
Oh dear, we're in a panic.
I must take up classes in lip reading.
Well,
I've no idea.
David, I'll give you the title and then you have a shot at the date in which it was first produced. Lilac Time. It came from Lilac Time. First production in, have a guess.
Early 20s.
Yes, that's near enough. If you'd like your mark, 1922, yes.
I was going to say 1921.
Oh, well, you'd have been nearly right. One mark out of two. Dennis, which show and in which American state was it set?
You and your glands make this romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night, blazing the night, can't hold a candle to your resolution.
Show and state.
It's Finian's Rainbow.
Yes, that's one mark.
And it was sort of set in a cannibalized version of the South. It's somewhere around Mississippi, somewhere around there.
You've got a half mark for Missy and the second half of another state.
Missilina.
Oh, bad luck. One and a half marks. It was Finian's Rainbow, as you say. Missitucky was the state. Combination of Mississippi and Kentucky. Ian, who's the man and what was his profession, please?
He'll carry me across the threshold and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then you'll set me on my feet and I'll say kind of sweet.
Well, it was Mr. Snow.
Yes. And his profession...
Chartered accountant. Or a fisherman.
Ah, fisherman. Yes. You can't seem to lose the smell of fish.
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
song. We're second choice, one and a half out of two. All right?
Yes.
Mr. Snow, a fisherman from Carousel. Frank, what's the name of the show, and what might its name have been changed to on February the 15th, 1971?
If the rain's got to fall, let it fall on Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, any day but Sunday. Sunday's the day when it's gotta be fine, 'cause that's when I'm meeting my girl.
It's the song is from the Footney Opera.
Oh.
Subtitled Half a Sixpence. And the date you mentioned was Decimalization Day.
Yes.
This is engraved upon our hearts in bronze. And I suppose it's half a... 2.5p.
So? So it's
1.25.
Yes. Mm. Half a sixpence or 1.25 new pence. Yes, you got two marks there. Here's a chance for listeners to enjoy some snatches of popular pieces with only the minimum of verbal interjections from you. A mark for name of the place. So, simple question, David, where?
Just, but I think it is.
I have taken instructions, and I'm told that it's San Francisco,
yes.
But only just.
Yes, it's where the cable cars climb halfway to the stars. Yes, San Francisco. David has a mark, or somebody's got one anyway. We'll credit it to David. Dennis, where's this?
I'm going to be staying on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. I'm going to be staying on the corner, Vine. They got some crazy little women there in them corners. Give me one.
My mind has fled. I know that. But I can't think of the...
It's only about 12th Street.
Yeah, I know. 12th Street and Vine.
Yeah, they got Vine streets in various cities, though.
It's an urban sprawl in America. I know that.
Yes, and I'll tell you, it's in the eastern half of America, too.
in case you were thinking of Vine Street in Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. And there's lots more. There's another song with the same title as well. I can't... Oh, it makes you want to spit. No, it's just fled. I'm sorry.
Yep,
St. Louis? No, I'm sorry.
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Kansas City, yeah.
No, can't help you there. Kansas City was. Ian, where's this?
What's beneath my window keeping while all are sleeping as oft of old?
Yeah, I thought, oh, beauty,
I never knew it was one of your records, Frank.
Listen. I hope nobody thought that was you, Ian.
No, I wouldn't have thought so, but it's nevertheless a nice bit of Scottish-French collaboration, because it's from Bizet's Fair Maid of Perth.
Perth is right. Aye. Yes, for a mark, for Ian Wallace. Yes. Frank, where's this?
Rolling along on my caisson, I roll quite a long way, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Tripoli for a mark, yes. The shores of Tripoli.
And the caissons go rolling.
Marine Corps. Yeah. Here are some sequences of letters. See if you can tell me for a mark what these letters represent in music. David Franklin, C G D A.
Oh, these are the notes to which...
A little careful, yes.
Yes.
C-G-D-A.
I mustn't blunder into this one. C-D-G-A.
You have a choice, I may say.
It's the Coventry Great Dane Association.
Next question.
And these are the notes to which the Great Danes are tuned.
Yeah. Yes, you're very much on the right track.
It's the notes to which a viola is tuned.
Yes, that's right. Or the cello. That's why I said you had a choice. Viola or cello. C-G-D-A. That's a mark for David Franklin. Dennis, E-G-B-D-F.
E-G-B-D-F. A-G-B-D, yes. I learnt the violin for 4 months when I was 11 under Mr. Crisp until it was finally decided that the gulf between me and music was too wide. And this was... Well, I learnt two things, this and F-A-C-E. Am I right? Was
that yes. Right? Yeah. I'd rather you hadn't said it in view of Frank's question, but you're right, yes. Go on, Dennis.
Right.
Do.
Yeah. Frank, hang about. E-G-B-D-F, and he gave me a thing that you remember it by, which is every good boy deserves females. I forget what the F was, but anyway, it's something to do with that there are five lines, and these are the notes that go on the lines.
Yes, he's a very advanced teacher, Mr. Chris. Yeah. Yes, most
he
of
had
us
a hell of a job, you know.
Most of us learn every good boy deserves favour, or in some cases fish. They are, in fact, the notes on the lines of the treble clef. One mark, Dennis. Ian, E A D G B E.
E A
D G
G B E
B E.
I am driven to the conclusion that those might be the notes to which you tune a guitar, because it has six strings.
Good thinking, Wallace. Good thinking. You're right. The tuning notes of the guitar. E-A-D-G-B-E. Now, here's a surprise. Frank Muir.
Well,
hit me.
Yes,
this is the only occasion in my music in which I've been able to write down the answer before the question before the question's been given.
Don't spoil it for me, my moment of triumph.
Let's have it, Steve.
Frank, QXJ.
Yes.
Or, no. F-A-C-E, Frank. F-A-C-E.
Well, now, if you imagine that the stave... That's the right word, isn't it? The stave is 5 telegraph wires.
Yes.
If you imagine there are 4 starlings sitting on the lowest one, then the next one up, then the next one up, then the next one up. And if you imagine a charge of electricity accidentally goes through the telephone wires, those 4 starlings would rise slightly in the air and would hover in between the 5 wires. Hmm. And those are the notes. They're the notes in between the lines of
your
a stave.
Dennis is Mr. Crisp.
What I think Frank is trying to say is that the first starling would sing F, the second starling would sing A, the third one would sing C, and the
fourth one.
Top one would sing a top E.
That's right, and they'd be the spaces on the treble clef. Now for the singing.
Nothing.
For which this programme is so justly. David, here's your song for 3 marks.
Every member of the force has a watch and chain, of course. If you want to know the time, ask a policeman.
3 marks. Thank you. Song from Dennis.
I know. I always please in Avenue if you fancy it.
That's it.
If you fancy it. It's understood. I'll be dreaming as they spoon that I'm on my honeymoon, cause a little of what you fancy does you good.
Did you ever play Collins Islington? 3 marks for Dennis. Ian, your song.
That death is a dream and love is foray. So awaken, Makushla, awake from your dreaming. My blue-eyed Makushla, awake for to stay.
Frank, and here we want you and the audience too, please. And if you don't know the words, just la-la it, but loudly. So here's Frank's and your song.
La-la-la-la. Words from you.
Anybody know the words?
Where wedding bells
will ring so merrily, every tear will be a memory.
So
wake and break each night on me,
Frank.
Thank you. A time, gentlemen, please. All right. Hector Pum.
The audience has 3 marks and they may give it to anybody they choose. Mr. Frank? Right. End of programme, and we hope you've enjoyed it, as we, I think, so obviously have. Just for interest, the winners, Ian Wallace and Dennis North.
In My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.